host today, Jeffrey Turnmeyer. And let's just jump into some slides. I got some slides and then we'll do some interactive charts. And I want to thank everybody for coming out. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite indicators that I created for long-term trade setups. It's an indicator that I built and coded from scratch myself. And I'm going to walk you through why I built it, how it works, and when I use it. And then we'll go through the market and look at some popular stocks, see if they match, you know, they line up with this setup. And we'll look at some of the trades that I've got going on with the setup. So we'll even take requests and look at some of the stocks that you suggest out there. And then at the very end, I'll give you a quick chance to claim the indicator for yourself and come join me and get a watch list every week. And we'll go through all the details later. So does that sound like a plan for everybody? Let me know in the chat that you're with me. You're ready, you know, in it. All right. Looks like some yes. All right. Let's go. So before we dive in, let me give you a mercifully short introduction about who I am and why you should even listen to me today. So I am definitely not a Wall Street veteran or a former hedge fund manager, and I don't have any kind of insider connections or black box systems. Everything I do is out there in the public. I share it with everybody that follows me. So what I am, more than anything, is a lifelong tinkerer and just a hard worker. So I started out paper trading in the third grade, if you can imagine that. I opened my first brokerage account when I was just 18 years old, and that's been over 20 something years ago. So I've been at this game quite a while trying to figure it out. But I'm also a civil engineer, an urban farmer, a builder, an Eagle Scout, a troop leader, a crypto miner, a beekeeper, amateur pilot. And as my wife might say, who's in the crowd, I collect hobbies for a hobby. So I have a few other things that wouldn't even fit on this slide. And I just love to figure things out and accomplish stuff. I mean, it's like one of my goals is to figure out how things work, including the stock market. So I've been obsessed with figuring out the markets pretty much my entire life. As we discussed, I started around third grade, paper trading, playing the stock market game in school, and it just continues on. And if I'm being honest, the stock market has probably been the hardest one of my hobbies that I've ever tried to figure out. And it's turned into kind of a job and a success at this point, I really like to say. So like I said, I've had no Wall Street connections or trading mentors and just a few decades of trial and error and the persistence to keep on going. But I've made a lot of great friends who are in this industry along the way, who I do talk to and share ideas, and they share ideas with me. So I've made friends along the way. And Jody Samuels that was just on was one of my friends. So to answer the question, why should you listen to me? It's just that after a few decades of mostly struggling, I think I figured out some really valuable stuff to help out other people. And I just want to pass it along and maybe cut out some of the time it takes to figure it out yourself. So over the last few years, I've been blessed to make some incredible breakthroughs in the market. Stuff that took me from mostly struggling to generate over $1 million in profits with my family's trading accounts in just a year. So generating over 300% net returns last year alone in verified winners and losers in one of my alert services, and developing an algorithmic opening bell alert that has currently got an 81% win rate. It's a little alert bot that I created that runs in Discord, and the beta testers are just killing it almost every single day with this little algorithmic alert that I created. So some of the top trades from that system are like 40% in 9 minutes, 65% in 7 minutes, 108% in 34 minutes, and a ridiculous 475% return in 35 minutes. And that's just one of the things I've created that I share with everybody. And I've even ventured into crypto, predicting virtually the exact top and bottom of Bitcoin in 2021 and helping many of my readers and my friends and some of my family members just make a killing and make great trades out of those tops and bottoms. And I don't list all that to brag or make you think I'm any kind of special anything, but to show you, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm just a farmer from Tennessee who failed enough to learn some pretty amazing things along the way. And most important, foundational lessons that I've learned. And I want to share those with you today. So we're here and we're going to talk about the market roadmap, which is this incredible thing I found in the market that just makes it super simple to find some long-term trades. it's the foundation in all my strategies. I really use the same kind of basis across all the different things I do. I use fib tools and Fibonacci numbers that tie into all these things I do. Fibs are, it just clicked with me. I'm not saying that they work for everybody, but they work for me and they're repeatable. And they, and if you give it a little try, I think you can find some successes with that. And you can plug the Fibs right into your TradingView account right now. If you don't have a TradingView account, guess what? It's free. And everything I create will run in a free version of TradingView. And you can load cryptos in TradingView, futures in TradingView, all the stocks. You can virtually look at any chart for anything out there trading in TradingView, and it's free. Amazing. I mean, I'm not trying to upsell you to anything. So some of the Fibonacci tools and settings and colors I use that you'll see on the charts today, you might want to take a screenshot if you want to keep this for yourself. This is some of the juice of the market roadmap right here. So I use key ratios for, you know, what I call echo support. Now, Echo Trades is one of my other systems that gets a little more advanced than this, but we're going to just keep it simple today. So echo support are usually at the 1.0 and the 1.618. And those are kind of some extensions I use. That tool can also be called the projection tool in some of the platforms. Some of the key retrace ratios I use are the 382 or 38.2%, the 50%, the 0.5%, the 618. You know, I'll refer to that one quite often. It's one of my favorites, the pink one right there in the middle. The 786% or, you know, 76.8% retrace. And sometimes I color it yellow, sometimes it's blue on some of my charts. I run those with the retrace tool. And then key resistance points are the 618. Like I said, that's a favorite of mine. And then once cleared, we usually see moves out to the 100% or the 1.0, the 1272, 127.2%. The 161.8%, the 261.8%, and then I have some intermediate ones on here that aren't listed on here and in there, I mean. And then also as an extreme target, I'll use the 686%. Not many things go beyond that. And we'll show some of those charts and stuff here in just a few minutes. So Fibonacci settings, this is straight from, is a screenshot straight from TradingView. If you're looking for these tools, I make my own little favorites toolbar by clicking the stars next to these. They are the Fib retracement tool and the trend based Fib tool. I call them the 2-point tool. The one on the top there uses 2 points on your chart to draw the Fibonacci levels. And then the 3-point tool, the one on the bottom, I use 3 points on there to draw these Fibonacci tools levels. So in the tools, here's the settings right here. You know, this is just a screenshot right out of TradingView. Once you use the Fib retracement tool, these are the settings I use right there. No secrets. All right. Moving on to the next one. Using the trend-based Fib extension tool, that's the 3-point tool. Here's the settings again. So no secrets, right? All right. 2-point tool, 3-point tool. So we're going to use the 2-point tool. What you'll do is you'll click a high and you'll click a low. This gets you the 618 resistance. It gets you some targets up here at the top. It gets you the 100% level. This is how it works. All right. Now, you'll hear me talk about the 3-point tool. You use a high and a low for the one, the 0.1 and the 0.2, and then you bring it over to a new high or a new low for a 0.3. And then we use that to find support levels in the market. You can also use it in a downtrend to find resistance levels. So, all right, Fibs, well, they help me identify entries, exits, stops, and targets, all these things, and even resistance and support. So they're like my Swiss Army knife of trading indicators. Now, we can take them and make them even stronger by combining some EMAs. That's exponential moving averages. Now, some of the key ones I like are the 5 EMA, the 8 EMA, the 13 EMA, the 34 EMA, and the 144 EMA. And these are all the ones that are highlighted in colors are my favorites to use. And this is just the Fibonacci sequence. If you've never seen this before, it starts out with 0 and 1. You add those together and you get the next number in the sequence. So 0 plus 1 is 1. Then 1 plus 1 is 2. 1 plus 2 is 3. 2 plus 3 is 5. And so on, so on, until you get up to 144. Why do I stop at 144? Because that's all I find I need. All right. Now, those colors on here may match colors that you see on some of the charts today. So just keep in mind, if you see a green in, you know, what looks like a some sort of EMA or SMA line. It's probably an EMA. It's probably a 5. So just be aware. You know, if you see a one out here that's a orange color, and you definitely will because that's the basis of the roadmap line, then it's probably a 144 EMA, and that's how it's based. So here's the actual roadmap code. I told you I'd show it to you. Right there it is. Take a screenshot. If you need, if you want to, you can put this code right into TradingView and it'll run. Now, if you want me to give you the actual code in a file that you can just drop into TradingView, you'll have to join me at the end. But right here, take a screenshot. You can retype this all on your own if that's something you want to do. Cool. All right, moving on. An EMA, I mentioned. Why EMAs, right? Well, an exponential moving average, an EMA, is a type of moving average that places greater weight and significance on the most recent data points. The exponential moving average is also referred to as an exponentially weighted moving average. An exponentially weighted moving average reacts more significantly to recent price changes than a simple moving average, which applies an equal weight to all the observations in the period. And that's straight from Investopedia. I didn't make this up at all. So the key of that whole thing I just read you is that it places a greater weight and significance on the most recent data points, because the most recent price is the truth in the market. All right. Price is that ultimate truth in the market. It's not news. It's not sentiment. It's not fundamentals. It's, you know, price is the truth. Like whatever a buyer and a seller have just agreed on to pay, you know, to trade in the market, that's the truth. I mean, that's the value. All right. So we're going to combine FIBs and EMAs. Then I built what I call the market roadmap. So because it charts out a course through the markets for me and several of my followers. So it looks something like this right here. This big orange line is what I call the roadmap line. You're running through. Oh, excuse me. So this is going to be the roadmap setup right here, what we're looking for. So first off, we're looking for a price to bust up, you know, up or down through the roadmap line. It's going to do, it's going to make some sort of high, which it did right here on the CVS chart. And then it's going to head back down in a what I call a 3 move, where it goes 1, 2, 3, and then comes right down to the roadmap line. Sometimes it pokes through just slightly, but it finds support at the roadmap line. You know, right now, we're kind of been in an uptrend in the markets for years. So I'm mostly going to have examples of charts going up. So we get this point number 2, where price comes back to retest the orange roadmap line. And then number 3 is where our entry happens, where price starts moving away from the orange line, breaking new highs, higher highs. We get in there. And then 4 up here is our profit targets. So we have a 1272 profit target, a 1618, and a 272 up there. And the arrows pointing to those levels. That's the basis of the roadmap setup and how it works. Right there. I've just given it all to you. All right. No secrets. So the market roadmap setup right here, we're getting that bounce. All right. My purple circle kind of moved off here, but it should be right over where we get the bounce. And we see this reversal happening. Yes, where we zoomed in to point three there, where that strong green candle breaking above higher highs that it had for looks like 5 or 6 days. 6 days, 7 days. So that higher high is our entry. And then we ride it up to those targets. So when do I get out? Well, a lot of my followers get out when they're happy with the profit. I mean, they don't even wait for a target necessarily. Another great place to get out is when we get to a target. And then if you feel like you're running low on time, maybe you bought an option on this trade, or you got a tax bill coming up. We all had one of those recently, probably. Maybe you need to book your profits and move on. So that can be a great time to get out. And if price crosses below the orange line, you know, and makes a lower low after you've gotten into it, you know, assuming it's a bullish trade, then it's time to get out. But these do work in bearish markets, and you just flip that around and say if you're in a bearish trade and the price went up through the orange line, making a higher high, then that would be the time to get out. So it works both times. Everybody got the basics so far? So I gave you the code for it just a few minutes ago, but I'll give you a chance to join me, and I can give you the text file with the code in it that you can just drop into TradingView. So that's the basics of the whole thing right there. Now, you want to see it live in action in the markets, in the live markets with real trades, some that are ongoing right now, some that are just set up today. Everybody ready for that? Let me know in the chat. we're about to get to the interactive portion here. I'll kind of give you the basis of everything. So we're going to jump into it. All right. Yeah, it works on futures, works on Forex, works on every chart. All right. To the charts. Let's jump over here. So this is my one right here that I have going on. The actual entry was back here. All right. A couple weeks ago, we had, this is Tyson Foods, a big popular food company, right? Everybody, chicken nuggets, right? So we saw this big 1-2-3 move right down to the roadmap line. All right. I have scanners and stuff that I run every week and publish a list of the five or more that I think are the best looking charts for the week. Now, this one was on the list a couple of weeks ago when it popped up through here late March. I told members I was going to get in, and several of them got in. Some of them bought shares, some of them bought options. I went in with May options that are right now up about 250% today. Now, we're still looking for this move on up here to this 106 level. And, you know, Jeffrey, how in the world does the fib lines work? So let's kind of go through that. All right. So first we had the move down with the blue arrows here that came to the roadmap line. So one way to find if we hit a support level, we draw this, we use the 3-point tool here. We go 1, 2, and 3, kind of pop it in there. Oh, I missed the bottom of that candle there. So we hit right at the 100%. That's a very clear support level, and it hit the roadmap line. They all came together right there. That's a super strong support for me. Now, at first, it didn't just reverse and take off, right? It came back down to the roadmap line a second time. So I was just kind of watching and waiting, getting ready for the trade. I alerted members. We put it on the list, and I drew this blue line on the chart and said, really, we need to see a definitive move up through that. It had been support back here in February, January. It had been support here on this pullback in February. It didn't hold support, and it became resistance for the move back up. So this trade is just on a daily trading daily chart at this point. No complex multi time frame. This is just a simple one of my simplest trade setups right here with an indicator that I created. So right here, when we busted up through that blue line, I told members to get in. And how do we find the targets? We use this 2-point tool, 2-point fib tool right here. We run from the highest high to this lowest low down here, where it made the low below the roadmap line. And that's where we get this 106 price target right here. Now, would I get in right now? Well, it's going to be a kind of conservative entry with a little bit of potential to make a 5 or 10% on shares. You could maybe do better than that in options if you're versed in options. We could see a move out to 113, the target two up there. Now, you say, Jeffrey, I don't see the rest of the targets. Well, we have to pull the chart on down to see the rest of the targets and kind of collapse it a little bit. So target three is going to be all the way up here, 128, a target four at 136, and the targets keep on running up here. I'm not so sure we're going to see a blast off right to 186, but we could, and it's not unheard of. I mean, if we look at the last move that Tyson did back here, let's take off the current fib for just a moment. You can see it got to target three, the 272, right there. Ran up, and hit the 272 before it pulled back to the market roadmap line again. So those sort of things repeat in the markets. I'm all about repeatable patterns. So we could easily see a move out to the 127, 127 level on Tyson. It would be completely in the realm of what it just did last fall. We could see that again, and it could take into the summer months. I mean, it could take us a little while to get there. So that's one of my favorites that's set up right now. Another one that's just at the entry. Let's check this out. Everybody knows Apple, right? Look at this right here. Apple has pulled back and done that same move that Tyson kind of did right here. It poked down. It tried to break up higher, reached a resistance level, and has pulled back to the roadmap line one more time. Now, this one is one that my members are talking about right now. So this one's kind of hot right now. We could see a move out. Now, we don't see the price numbers on here, so let me refresh the fib tool. Going off the high down to the low. Here's the kind of numbers we're looking for. 192, 206 on the upside. Now, you look at the market right here, the post market, we're at 167, and we do have earnings risk coming up here on April 28th. So next week, or I guess 8 days from now, excuse me, we do have earnings coming up. So that is something to be aware of, cognizant of, And if you don't like to trade into earnings, maybe you skip this one for now. So this is just on a daily setup. Like I said, super easy right there. I mean, it pulled back to the roadmap line, kind of gave it a three test thing here. We made a higher low. So that's looking super good. Now, a conservative entry would be to wait till it broke back above this resistance right here. But some of my members are getting in right now based on some of my other things, some of my other techniques and ways to refine the entries even a little tighter. So that's Apple right there. Let me pull up the list really quick for some other ones. Okay. So another one that's set up that some members were getting into today is it broke higher. This one right here, WY. As we can see, this one was kind of riding the roadmap line, then popped up to a higher high, then pulled right back to the roadmap line once again. This was on the list for this week. The levels I was saying for people to put alerts at were right here at the 618 line as resistance. Today, yesterday it firmly closed up through it and people were getting in. And then today, making a move up some more, we're looking for a move up into this 4492 area, above that 4750. And then if it really gets a wild hair, we could see up to 5287. This one's a little more affordable per share, and you can use options if you're well-versed in options. So these are liquid companies that just follow these patterns. So if you guys want to start putting some requests in the chat, we'll look at another one here that I have pulled up from the watch list this week, BP. So just getting above the resistance line that I issued out. Let's draw the fib line on there. It had support down here. It has moved up through, made a higher high, and it is set to potentially run out to this 36.22, even 39.11, and we could see it move out to 45.21. So that's what we have right there. So CL, I am a little bearish on CL right now. We can pull it up in TradingView, and I am looking for it to actually come down and test the roadmap line on this daily chart right now, potentially. Even push down 83 is kind of my low expectation here right now. And if we exceed that, then we can see a move down to 75. So that's what I expect in CL, GC1 exclamation point. Gold, I'm also kind of expecting a retrace to the roadmap line based on some of these extensions we've reached. So we've kind of done a 1-2 move so far. Excuse me, golly, something tickled my throat here. So we got to move 1-2. And we could possibly see a 3 down in this area somewhere. Just something to watch out for. We do have an uptrend line of the lows. And if maybe you just want to come see some of my analysis, I do updates like this on Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. You can catch it on YouTube. Go to jeffreytrader.com/YouTube and pop right in. On Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern, you know, I go through lots of charts and give updates. I update CL and GC every week. So, Carlo's looking for KR, Kroger, I believe that is. I typed that in chat instead of the screen. All right, KR looks like it's about to hit one of the targets up here. This was a roadmap set up a few weeks back, you know, back in February, and we're about to hit that extension out here at 64. It could go a little higher. There are some further extensions that it could go, but it's looking like that 64 level may be it right now. So that's just be cautious. And 82 could be above that, but it's going to have to get a strong breakout to get up there. It does have some other resistance based on prior roadmap pullbacks at 69. So that's what we got on KR right now. All right, Tesla. So Tesla, this is one that's looking similar to Apple. I expect it to pull back a little bit more back into the support zone. We can highlight it right here, where these fibs come together. These are ones I watch all the time that a lot of my members ask for. So I am right now looking for this move for Tesla to pull back just a little bit more. This may or may not be associated with the earnings. What is that today? Looks like they surprised positively. So post-market looks like it's bouncing already. So after it does this move here, I'm expecting it to make a run out. And 1500 has actually been kind of my standing target for Tesla right up here. So I've had that for several months now. It kind of combines the current roadmap line bounce with one that happened back here from early 2021, a year ago. Both of these kind of come together and create a confluence up here at this 1500 level, even though it's not drawn on the chart. So, all right, ZB, what's that? Soybeans. I can't remember that one. One switch points. Oh, treasury bond. Gotcha. I guess ZS is soybeans. Not one I watch often, but the reverse right here. All right, we came down, we bounced off here, tried to make extension, bounced again, bounced three times, my lady. And now it's reaching extension. So we had one test here, another test here, another test here. And now we're trying to get some extensions. Now, where might she go? Looking like we're about to reach this 137.15. And if we break on through there, we could see 133. And if we break on through that, 116 down here. So these are the fib levels moving on down. And there's your targets. All right. So, all right. Next up, BYND. That one's right now. I've been expecting that one to drop. I don't have much lower support. It's kind of hanging around down here until it does like a retrace back to the roadmap line. It's the low end's the limit at this point. It's kind of hanging around all time lows. So not so great for Beyond. I don't know what to tell you. I my system only has so much crystal ball action to it. And right now, it looks like we're pushing some of the limits here. We could see a move down to 23 in Beyond Meat. That'd be kind of my next area to look at right there. All right. Corn. Do you want corn, the CORN, as in the ETF here? And so that's just taking off absolutely crazy. I was watching that one a couple weeks ago expecting a retrace, but it just didn't do it. And we're out to 29 right here. We can find some resistance here. We could see a move out to 31.50. And I mean, it's just based on like it bounced right off that roadmap line, taking off. And then the next upside targets we can see are 43.22 up here. Moving on up like that. Pretty wild, right? This thing just works over and over. I mean, you don't even have to go multi-time frame analysis or make guesses or anything like that. As soon as it got this area right here, would have been time to go long. And we've just been the sky's the limit at this point. Corn does have some fundamental reasons that it's going up. Just like another favorite of mine, UNG right here. This one went a little deeper on the retrace. Natural gas, if you're familiar, right here was my pick on this area right in here where it bounced right there. I was kind of suspect right here when we went kind of deep. But when we popped back up through and we got the retrace, I was watching it. And then when we did this move right here, I've been on it. So we are getting a little bit of a retrace now. We hit some key target levels based on this bigger pullback right there at 26.29. And then if you combine this pullback that I actually was interested in, we were seeing some additional fib levels coming in there. I am kind of optimistic and hopeful we can see something out to 31.32 area, but it may take a little bit of sideways action before we can do that next move. All right. Yeah. So, I gave you the code earlier, and like I said, I'll give you an opportunity to join. I'm not going to rewind the presentation really, but it is a combination of a couple EMAs to generate the line and a little bit of magic code in TradingView. It's nothing super secret or hidden. I gave the code earlier, but like I said, I'm not going to rewind for now. All right. So PCG is the next one I see requested. Let's pull that one up. So we had an interesting pullback here at PCG, Pacific Gas and Electric. Let's remove these lines off of here because they don't seem to matter. That was something from a couple months back. We've got this one, this pullback right here. It was a little suspect, but we did get that next blast up and a retest right there, similar to the way Apple and some of the others have done. So this move up right here, we've gotten above support. We've gotten above these resistance lines here. So the next move out I would highly expect on this chart would be to 14 and then a move out to 1539. And then if it can keep going, 18 on the upside there. So move like this. And then we're just climbing the fib ladder here. Each level provides a little more resistance along the way. So you can use it on intraday charts. It goes faster. I find that a lot of traders don't have time to sit here and watch the charts all day, every day. And this kind of works for them. Like you can get in this, you can, the trades are slow enough that you can go to work, you can go hang out with your family, you can go spend, not have to sit here and watch it every day. You can just check back in each daily candle and see how we're coming along on these trades. A lot of these trades I've showed you have been lasting for months. and weeks, and just it's easier for people to get started doing this. You make a little money and then you can move down in your time frames. But it does work on all time frames. We can look at this, look on some of the smaller time frames. It does the same sort of patterns. It's just a tighter move. The PCG may not be the best one to look at, but you can see it pulled back, makes the next run, pulls back again, makes the next run, pulls back again. And right now it didn't quite make the next run, but it has the potential to do so. It's like a 30-minute chart. So these trades are lasting a few days instead of weeks. So there you go. LITH, we can pull that one up. Lithium Chile. Yeah, this one's kind of, let's see, let's pop it up to the daily. Definitely lower in price. We have the same sort of pattern here. Pulled back to the ROBAP line, getting a little bit of a bounce. Now let's run the Fib lines. I like them the best when they do a three move kind of thing coming down into the ROBAP line. That one didn't quite do that. It was just kind of a nice swift move down. So we're hanging out right here at this resistance, that 618, the pinky purple line, magenta, whatever. If we can clear back up again, I'd expect to move out to like $1.40 and then maybe $1.70 on the upside. Now, one I like a little better than that one is this chart right here, LAC. This is a Lithium Americas and not Lithium Chile. So right here, I'm expecting this trade to take a run out to this 48, 49 level right here. All right, we weren't quite able to break out, and we pulled back almost to the roadmap line again. So what's my favorite options trade to repeat over and over? Now that gets a little bit beyond the scope of today. So, okay, Genius, I know you're in Discord with me. I know you're one of my followers, so you can ask me that question in Discord. All right. XOM. All right. This one, we're looking for targets. This is not a pullback entry situation. So let's combine a few different targets here. We have, based on this pullback, we've got one at 102. And based on the pullback just before that, the bigger pullback, looks like we came right to this 2618. It's right up to it. So this is one to watch. There is going to be some resistance right at this level. Obviously, pull back on this next move up. We need to see it break through there. If it cannot do that, it might be time to get out of the trade if you're in it. If you're looking for an opportunity to get in, then you need to see something where it pulls back to the roadmap line using this strategy right here. So as we come up, we'll probably see it arc down a little bit. So it'll probably do something a little more like this where it arcs off. Come on, draw the line. There we go. Where it kind of arcs down like that, just like I did back here. On the chart, you see how it kind of arced down as the price came down to it. Kind of expect it to do the same if price decides to come down to it. This could be using the 3-point tool, a 1-2. Yeah, that would, you could see a retrace right down in that area. Jeffrey, there's too many lines. Let me remove a few here. So if this can't get some bullish action going on and break higher, like this little blue arrow, then we could see a pullback where it comes down, retest the roadmap line, and this 100% where this first move down and this third move down, or second move down, you know, third piece, 1, 2, 3, right in there is going to be a support level. So that's XOM. All right. Who's got another one? Anybody got another one? I can pull up another off my list. All right. AMC. That's one I've made quite a bit of money on. So this one right here actually has a roadmap line going down. We broke down firmly, came up, retested here. And it looks like we might be headed to $9 again, back where we consolidated before. So that's AMC for us. All right. MSFT, that one's been on a heck of an uptrend, but right now it's kind of messing around the roadmap line. Nothing clear. I wouldn't bet positively or negatively on this until it gets out of this consolidation funk it's been in right here. All right. Now, if we break higher than 317 on a move, if we break out of this orange box positively, then upside targets are going to be up here like 374. Yes, targets from before here. All right, so an upside target would be 374. It's just not ready until we see a move up. We need it to prove it. All right, we can still see further downside with this kind of pattern right here. So this is not clear. It's just muddying up the pattern right on top of the roadmap line. All right, Netflix. I see a whole bunch of Netflixes right at once in FLX. What's funny is I reviewed this last night during my free Tuesday thing and said, hey, I expected you to go down. And everybody's like, check again. The post market is down. So it was down. And today, right down there in the target area. And I should have made this a little bigger and pulled it down just a hair more. So right when I was going on, they announced the earnings and, you know, it took a bath and it's right down there in that target area. It could push further down. So there's more fib levels to go on the low side. All right. Diana, we covered Tesla just a few minutes ago. All right. But it's below the roadmap line. It's been below the roadmap line and continued downside is what I expect on Netflix for now. All right. The tan color. So this is actually a blend of two different EMAs. One of them is the 144. So that's what the roadmap line. It's actually an orange line. Orange is the official color that I'm using. So, all right. PLTR is the next one I see. And we are below the roadmap line. This is going to be a bearish type setup. So I would expect this to make a move up and retest this roadmap line, you know, coming on down here, coming on across there. I expect it to pull up to it. This is TradingView. If you've never used it before, it's super easy to use, free for everybody. You don't even have to get a subscription or anything to use this. And I give you code that'll run right in the free version. And you can just drop it in. They have I have a tutorial in my area. See, you know, tells me to subscribe to disable ads. But this Pine Editor right down here gets you the code. That was actually one of my more advanced indicators that has the roadmap line plus other stuff. And so on this PLTR, that's what I would primarily expect. And then what kind of fib lines? Well, if we actually got to the roadmap line, you know, something like $7 to $8 would be the expectation on the low side. Now, if we break up through it, this could flip it around and change into a bullish roadmap setup where we saw a move up and then a retrace back to the roadmap line. And this the roadmap line would kind of arc like this if we did see a move like that. And then it would start forming a move kind of like this. You'd see a move back here. And then that next move up would be the entry there. All right, just theoretical right now. Like if that happened, that would be the entry point right over here. So it's going to take some time for that to happen. If it bounced down, then your entry would be right in here as it went down lower for lower prices. All right, that's PLTR. I see ASO next. All right, Academy Sports and Outdoor. Looks like we just got a bounce off the roadmap line right there. It was a little bit tighter, bust up through, retrace to it. So this is gonna be a smaller kind of extension until we get a bigger move and a bigger retrace. Reaching out, already reached a first target. Second target's gonna be 43, next target up is 46 until we get a bigger retrace and get a bigger fib extension. Now, if it just decided to run, we could see a move on out and some confluence around this 57, 58 area up here. I wouldn't expect much higher on a run than just right there for now. If it just gets super bullish and takes off, like if we see this nice super bull move from here to straight on up, I expect some significant resistance right there just based on this bigger pullback off of here. And I'm not, you know, not getting these exactly snap on perfect spots, but that's what I expect right there. All right. All righty. SPY and QQQ. Yeah, those are good ones. SPY right here. We're kind of getting that. We kind of pushed the limits a little bit on this pullback. Let me get rid of some lines and junk out of the way here from things I've said in the past. All right, so we did have a nice big fat three-wave retrace here. It came up a little short on being 100%, and we've had a heck of a retrace here off that bottom that has pushed up through the 618. So what we need to see next, what needs to happen next for a nice big fat long is a move up through this. So we had this high right here and this high up here, kind of makes a little resistance area above price. You know, resistances are above price. We need to see price bust up through there. And then we could see an all-time high around 5,000, which has been something I've been saying to some of my members for a couple months now, that we could see a breakout to all-time highs. And if this fails out, we could see a move down here to this 401, you know, 4,015 on SPX. So that's kind of the parameters right now. This could be the bigger 1, 2, 3, and this could have been the one. And this could be the two over here. And we could see the wave, the third move down. You know, this could be the one, this could be the two, this could be the three. So it could be all the way down to like 39.50. So, all right, QQQ, again, this one's kind of set up to the downside just a little bit on QQQ. We've been watching this, members of mine and me talking about it, because we've held the 618 right here on this retrace. If we can bust back above this move right here, it looks bullish, but right now it could also be bearish, and we could see a bigger move down on QQQ that could take us down into this 287 area for an extension down. All right. So if this is a roadmap line where it held here and it's going bearish, that 287 area could be the bearish move. And if it gets bullish and breaks back above these kind of levels coming across here, that's been resistance at 368. We see a move up through that. Then we can get bullish and see a move up to some of these higher targets up here. It's going to be, expand that one down to the lowest low. Yeah, so move out to 435 or even 474. Or maybe something more bullish than even that. Moving my fib lines around. All right. What else does anybody got? I think that was probably about time for what I have. And I'll give you an offer to join me here. So I want to thank everybody again for joining me here today. I promised a chance to add the market roadmap to your own charts. So here it goes. Here's your chance. Now, you can get the full indicator code for the market roadmap. Plug it directly into your TradingView charts. And it's not just the code, though. I'll give you tons of education. I've got two classes on how to use this to actually find trades, how to get in them, how to get out of them, and how to use it. I'll welcome you into a private trade room so you can chat with me and other members, and ask questions, find out help, throw your charts in there, see if what you're seeing actually lines up with what other people see. And every week, I curate, I spend time and I curate a watch list of the best setups that I can find in the market. And I put them out on a watch list every week. Sometimes my wife even helps me do that list. And with all the ones that I think are making strong market roadmap setups. And lately I've been putting out videos to do that too. So you get Discord channels, you get indicator code, you get a market roadmap masterclass, you get some VIP customer support. On the backside, I do an options 101 walkthrough, and all of this is just $49, and that's a whole year. You get this for $49. We could watch this 52 weeks a year. I do have a newsletter, and if these things sound like an awesome deal to you, here's what you need to do. Head over to jeffreytrader.com/MRM or give my team a call at 855-454-0816 if you need to talk to somebody and ask some questions. And if you just want to follow me, you can head over to jeffreytrader.com and just sign up for the newsletter and stuff. So, all right. So that's http://jeffreytrader. Spell my own name right there. David got it for me. Thank you, David. So right there you go. And any questions, final questions, remarks, anything before I wrap this up? Yeah, it's a pretty awesome deal. That's 52 watch lists. The setups, people make a killing off of some of these setups, and I don't know how to give you anything more. Yeah, Dickens says the market roadmap is awesome, and I thank you all for coming. Yeah, my wife, I thank you for coming, supporting me. All right, thanks, Silver. I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right. Well, David, I don't have anything else, really. That was kind of my show for tonight, and I appreciate everybody spending a few minutes with me.